Support for Weather with Cliff Mass comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in natural organic two-sided mattresses. Bedrooms & More also has partnerships to keep old mattresses out of landfills, where components are broken down and repurposed. More about natural organic mattresses at bedroomsandmore.com.
It's time now for Weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Warm days filled with sunshine and just a little bit of rain.
And we do have what looks like just a little bit of rain in the forecast this weekend after an unusually long stretch of dry weather for this time of year, about 2 weeks, and it's looking like we're going to tie a record. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain why we've been so dry in just a bit. Also, the connection to all this fog we've been having. First, let's get your forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, I'm a little upset about this rain because it'll prevent us from breaking the record. But more about that in a second. Today, we have fog around Puget Sound and a tremendous inversion. The temperature near the surface is in the 30s all over the place near sea level. You go up 3,000 feet, the temperatures are almost 60 degrees. So temperatures warming with height, and that's because high pressure is over us right now. So today is going to be dry, the fog will burn off, and temperatures will get up into the mid-50s, a pretty decent day. But Saturday is going to be a change. Tonight, clouds will move in, and I think there's a good chance, 50, 70% chance, we'll get some light showers on Saturday with considerable clouds. And that's going to break the record. Now, we've gone 14 days, including today, 14 days without rain. And I think tomorrow we're going to get just a little bit. Temperatures will be up in the mid-50s. Now, Sunday, a little bit better. I think there'll be quite a bit of clouds, maybe a few sprinkles in the morning. Temperatures getting up to the mid-50s. And then as we get into the week, the ridge of high pressure that's been protecting us, I think that's going to weaken. I think it'll be cloudy, mid-50s on Monday, and then there's a good chance of some showers, probably light showers, as we get into next week.
And we've talked about this exceptional fall we've been having with, you know, the beautiful leaves and lots of dry, sunny weather. We're actually about to tie a record, as you mentioned, for dry weather in early November.
That's right. The record for a period in November is 14 days, and that happened in 2002. So that's a very long stretch of no rain. In fact, I think it's the longest stretch of this particular year, even including the summer of having no rain. So that's pretty good. And that's because of persistent high pressure over the eastern Pacific that's locked in and held off rain since the 25th of October. We haven't rained since then. So high pressure can keep us dry, but it also could produce fog, which is something we've seen.
Yeah, you would expect with such dry weather, maybe not so much fog because fog feels damp, but there actually is a direct connection.
That's right. Our big fog periods here in the Puget Sound region are associated with periods of high pressure over the region. Now, high pressure gives you fog in a few ways. First, high pressure is associated with sinking air, and that tends to clear out the clouds. And clouds actually act like a blanket. When we have clouds over us, it prevents the surface of the planet to cool to space. And so if there's high pressure, there's no clouds, the surface can cool down to saturation. As air cools, it can hold less moisture, and eventually it cools enough that it can just hold the moisture it started off with, and you get condensation and fog. So high pressure is good for that with the clear skies. High pressure is good in other ways. High pressure generally is not associated with strong winds. And when you have winds, that tends to cause mixing in the lower atmosphere. So on a cold night, you have cold air near the surface, typically warmer air aloft. If you have wind, that tends to mix warmer air down to the surface, which is bad for business for fog. So high pressure allows the cooling and it prevents the mixing. And both are very good for fog.
So on some days, though, we've had really thick fog, other days not so thick, even during this period. Why is that?
Well, you know, you got to expect that. On some days, there's more mixing. That works against fog. Some days, the air is so dry that even when you have high pressure and cooling at the surface, you don't cool enough to get fog. Fog can depend whether you're near water or over land. There's all kinds of variables that can control how deep and how long the fog will stay in place.
And of course, knowing where the fog is when can be really critical for things like driving or flying. And there is a big breakthrough in forecasting and seeing nighttime fog, right?
That's right. We have satellite imagery that allows us to see fog. See, the trouble with fog is, you know, the visible satellite, the stuff, you know, that uses visible light, you can't see fog at night because it's dark. Then we have our infrared satellite pictures that actually sense the temperature of clouds. Well, the trouble is fog is so shallow, it's almost the same temperature as the ground, so it's almost invisible. But now we have new satellite capabilities which look down in various wavelengths, can sense what the clouds are made of, and we can use those to determine the distribution of fog. This is called the fog product, and this has gotten much, much better with the launch of the new GOES-17 weather satellite by the National Weather Service.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.